We have been talking about what is a horrific story, and that's a story of the fact that there are people on American soil that are being murdered by their family members and by other people just because they have swayed from a party line, and that party line is the line of being a true and solid Muslim, I assume. We were talking about the case of Fatima Bari, who is a teenage girl who ducked out, ran away from her home in Ohio, ran to Florida, and she ran to Florida stating that because she had switched from the Muslim religion to Christianity, that she feared for her life because she I guess, assumed or stated that she had been threatened with death for having done this, and so she took off. Now, it appears that the state of Ohio has won an injunction to have her sent back, though she will go back and be put into, you know, I guess the foster care system until the courts determine, number one, whether or not she can even stay in this country because she may not be a U.S. citizen and her family may not be here legally, so they may send them all back. But when we send them back, we may be sending her right off to her death. Helping us understand this, please welcome again Ms. Phyllis Chesler to Montel Across America. Thank you very much, Phyllis. She's the author of a book, several books, but has a new book coming out just on this issue alone. And I want to ask you this, Phyllis, because as we're talking in the last segment, we took a break. I'm thinking to myself, you know, right now in America, you know, and I please forgive me, and I don't want a whole bunch of people calling me up and saying, Montel, you're not telling the truth. But, you know, we have an anti-Muslim sentiment going on in this country today, you know, fueled by, you know, the majority of what's happened in the last 8 to 12 years. And you know, I'm going to suggest and just say this. You're going to find a hard to find a lot of people who have a lot of compassion. They're going to say, you know, it's a religion that we don't understand. We don't, you know, it's not part of America's religion. And you know what? Sorry.
Well, here's a few things to think about. First, an honor killing is a Muslim on Muslim crime. So when we reach out to try to protect and defend the victim, it is a Muslim victim most of the time that we're defending. And I think most Muslims don't commit honor crimes, but some do. The equivalent is most Muslims are not terrorists, but some are. And in fact, most of the acts of terrorism against America and against
Phyllis, let me just say this, though. If you were standing around at any town hall meeting about 2 months ago, and you started jumping up and down saying we need to protect Muslim women in America who are being killed by their own families for violating Muslim law, I'm not sure you'd have a lot of people rallying around with you at that same time.
Well, I think you have a point, and I think we have to change that, because people who live in the West, certainly who live in America, deserve the protection of our laws and of our Constitution.
I agree with you 100%.
And Rivka Barry, for example, if she's not here legally, through no fault of her own, we ought to launch a political asylum campaign on her behalf, because were she to also be sent back to Sri Lanka, death is certainly her fate.
Well, this is the way. You know, I'm going to run out of time real quick. This is an issue I'm so glad you brought to our attention. We're going to come back, cover this again in about a week, so we know what's going on with this case. I got to say a big thank you to you. I got to take a break.